This podcast, created and engineered by The Big O, is brought to you by BusTopSecret.com. www.BusTopSecret.com.
Radio ATL.
Welcome to the Below Top Secret Transformers the Movie Podcast. I'm going to be your host, The Big O, and I'm going to be bringing you a weekly update on all things Transformers the Movie related. This first podcast is going to be a little longer than they usually are because there's a lot to get the fans caught up on. Those who have been following the updates on the Below Top Secret Transformers the Movie official thread or various other websites that I'm sure do a lot better job covering it than myself and Umbrax have done on the site here. Now, I'm going to give a quick overview of everything that's happened in Transformers movie up to date, as far as directors, producers, writers, actors, a couple other things. So we'll get right into it. The initial announcement that the movie was being made was about 2 years ago, and I think it was at the San Diego Comic-Con. I could be wrong about the convention it was at, but it was at some kind of convention, give or take, about 2 years ago or so. At any rate, Spielberg and company had this big Optimus Prime full-size, life-size, semi-flat-nose truck there. Everybody popped huge for it. It went over real big at the convention, and there's been really a lot of buzz behind it ever since. Not too long after that, they announced the director was going to be Michael Bay, and you probably are familiar with his work. He directed The Rock, Armageddon, Bad Boys, Pearl Harbor. So they immediately went for somebody with a lot of experience on large budget action adventure films and who could bring the type of scope they were looking for to this film. On the producing front, they have Ian Bryce, who produced Spider-Man, among other projects, but Spider-Man is probably the biggest one. Tom DeSanto, who his biggest projects, as far as I'm concerned, are X-Men and X-Men 2, and Lorenzo Di Bonaventura, who did the recent Doom, which flopped, Constantine and Four Brothers. So it looks like they've got more than enough talent on the producing end. Writers that they've got that pen the script is Alex Kurtzman, who's written quite a bit for Alias. He wrote The Island and Mission Impossible 3, along with the other writer, Roberto Orsi, who wrote quite a bit for Xena, Hercules, Alias, The Island, and Mission Impossible 3. So Kurtzman and Orsi have a relationship and have been working together for a while, and Orsi brings a large amount of experience from the fantasy end with the Xena and Hercules writing. Now, in regard to the live-action actors that they have cast, they have started filming. So all these people that I'm mentioning here, they're on camera. Shia LaBeouf is playing Sam Witwicky, who's probably the main character based on the character Spike from the cartoon, who was the teenage kid that hung out with Bumblebee. Megan Fox is playing a character named Michaela. She's Sam's love interest. Josh Dommel from ABC, NBC, whatever channel the Las Vegas show is on, he's in it. He's some military captain guy. Rachel Taylor, I don't know who she is. She plays some person named Maggie. Tyrese Gibson, the model, plays another military guy. John Voight is some senator dude. Anthony Anderson, some guy named Glenn. I'm getting this all off IMDb.com if anybody's curious. John Turturro plays some Agent Simmons guy. Michael O'Neill, don't know who he is either, but he's one of the quote-unquote top name actors. He plays some character named Banachek. I know they've actually not too long ago, I believe this week, shot quite a bit of footage in downtown L.A. They had some streets closed off where they were shooting with Josh and Megan and Tyrese, some action sequences involving evidently some sort of attack and the military response to it, or some scenario similar to that at some point in the movie. I don't know where in the line it ends. I've not read the quote-unquote leaked script that some people have their hands on. But it was evident from the description in the article I was reading that there was some sort of attack. There's explosions, and they're reacting to invisible robots, which will eventually be added in. So that's who they've got for the live actors. Now, on the voice acting front, it's been pretty quiet there so far. The only major announcement they made has been at the most recent San Diego Comic-Con, where they made the announcement that Peter Cullen, the man who did the original voice for Optimus Prime in the 1980s cartoon, would be returning to do the voice of Optimus Prime in the live-action movie. And this was well-received by the fans and the message boards around the internet, mainly because up until this point, some of the leaked character designs and things that have been out there, people have been really iffy about it, the dedicated hardcore fans. But I think everybody on here knows that people are going to bitch no matter what you do. More people are going to bitch than say they like it, and everyone's going to say this is going to be ruined. Fact is, it's not the cartoon. It's not going to look like the cartoon. The idea that there are robots that transform, Decepticons and Autobots, is still there, but in essence, it's a re-envisioning or a reimagining of the Transformers show, and people are going to have to get used to that. But Peter Cullen being the voice of Prime will help keep some of that that majestic aura that Optimus Prime brought back, because his voice is really strong, and I'm glad, and a lot of people were very happy that he was cast in the part. And come to think of it, it just won't sound right if anybody else's Autobots transform and roll out. That really is captured well in the voice that that Cullen gave to Prime. So we're going to take a break right now and come back after a couple messages and get you caught up on who the Transformers that are actually going to be in the movie. There was a webcast not too long ago by two of the writers that made an announcement as far as the actual Transformers in it. So this will be legit, and we'll come back right after these messages.
In theaters now, from the director of Must Love Dogs.
I'm divorced, okay? I eat alone.
Emeril and Martha Stewart star in
Delicious
Must Eat Dogs.
Let's get right to it. Smash them in a bag. Oh, bam, bam, bam.
And now, things you don't want to hear in Las Vegas.
Is this Ray Newton's cummerbund on a nightstand?
Things you don't want to hear in Las Vegas.
You know, what happens here sometimes ends up on the internet.
Things you don't want to hear in Las Vegas.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But remember, who killed that hooker in Reno?
Things you don't want to hear in Las Vegas.
Please lie perfectly still and the white tiger should ignore you.
Things you don't want to hear in Las Vegas.
No Wayne Newton, but I got remnants of a fig Newton under my covers.
You got the touch. You got the power.
Yeah. We're back from the break. This is the Big O with your Transformers the Movie Weekly Podcast. Thanks for sticking with me. Let's get down into the nitty-gritty here in the second half of the show. First off, let's talk a little bit about what Transformers are confirmed to have been in the movie. The Kurtzman and Orsi did a web podcast or a live video thing or whatever on Yahoo a couple weeks ago, and basically broke down everybody who was actually going to be in the film. The only iffy stuff right now is what exactly all of these characters are actually going to be, because they didn't say all of that. They ran over some brief descriptions, but some of it was still vague. So basically what we do know for sure is obviously Optimus Prime's in it, and he is a Peterbilt semi-truck, which has caused some ruckus on the message boards because they wanted the flat-nosed Mack truck or whatever that type of flat-nosed truck is. But basically everybody said they needed to go with the Peterbilt style because they needed the extra mass for the way he's going to transform. And after knowing what a Peterbilt looks like and seeing it on the highway and stuff now, it is an absolutely massive vehicle, so Prime should be pretty big. Ratchet, who was an ambulance in the cartoon, he's also a rescue vehicle in the movie, and he's a yellow modified H2 Hummer type vehicle. You can tell it's a Hummer, but it's highly modified to give it more of a boxy type of shape of some sort of rescue vehicle, and there was some footage of him driving around in the same footage they were shooting that I was talking about in the first half of the show earlier this week. Bumblebee's in it. He is a Camaro. In the first part of the movie, he's a classic Camaro, and evidently there's some sort of event that happens, and he gets repaired and becomes the new Camaro concept that has been around from Chevy. So Jazz is in the film. He is a Pontiac Solstice. And Ironhide is also in the film, and he is a big, giant, jacked-up GMC pickup truck. Now, all of the vehicles have been shown in pictures, and some of them have been shot with actual footage, and I've seen video of Ratchet and Bumblebee and Jazz and Ironhide all driving around. The only one I have not seen moving so far is Prime. There have been still images of him from shoots, but no video with him actually moving. Now, on the Decepticon front, Megatron is obviously in it. There have been some leaked images of him from some concept or toy designs. He is a Cybertron jet. He has not been Earthenized or whatever to look like Earth vehicles. So Megatron looks like what the Transformers look like from Cybertron in this Michael Bay-type vision. Unlike the cartoon where they're very futuristic-looking, the Cybertronian Transformers or whatever they want to be called look very alien-like, actually, almost insect-like. That might not be the right term, but basically imagine something kind of like Aliens, but robotic, sort of. No, that's not really right either. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. If you've ever seen the movie Crawl, the villains in the movie Crawl kind of look sort of like what Megatron is like. But yeah, evidently he's a giant robot, transforms into some type of jet that looks kind of like a, I don't know, it's a jet, some type of flying thing. I'll put a picture up or something so you can see what I'm talking about. Starscream's in it. He is an F-22 Raptor. Brawl is in it, and he's a Ford Mustang police cruiser. And this is a really neat what they did with this, because Brawl, plenty of pictures of him out there. There's a big chase scene with him and Bumblebee. There's been a lot of leaked images and some video of that on the net. And it's really neat, because if you look up close on some of the decals, it says to punish and enslave instead of to protect and serve, which I thought was pretty cute. Drone Crusher is in it, and he's a big military mine-cleaning vehicle. There's some leaked images of him in vehicle form. Barricade is in it. I don't know who Barricade is, so I can't really say there. Scorponok is in it. And he's, or Scorponok, and he's a giant scorpion. There have been some leaked images of his toy. So he's supposed to be giant. Frenzy is in it. I don't know for sure what vehicle he is. We do know there's an M1A1 modified tank, and it's possible that's what Frenzy is. Blackout is the final Decepticon, and I don't know for sure what he is, but it's rumored, or the writer said that he uses some type of EMP pulse to knock out defenses or whatever. And there is a word that there is a giant military transport helicopter, and a lot of people think that might be Blackout. Now, from what we've actually seen so far of leaked images and footage, as I've commented a couple times before, all of the Autobots have been seen in vehicle form, whether in still images or video that people have shot on the set, just bystanders walking through downtown LA or whatever, and there was some footage. There was some footage of some scene they shot at the dam. I think it's Hoover Dam. That's actually where the first actual Transformer in robot form images came from, and it was Bumblebee laying on a looked like a flatbed trailer, and he was being rolled up and down for some shot. And a giant animatronic. So it looks like they will not just. It's not going to be singularly CGI, it's going to have some sort of animatronics in, which is nice, because I think the mixture of those two will give it a neat look. A lot of times when you're doing close-ups, it's just better to have an animatronic instead of do a CGI, because regardless of how advanced technology has become, a person who's familiar enough with movies and has seen enough still knows when it's computers. So on the Decepticon front, there haven't been as much videoed with them. Now, the battle scene that was taking place in downtown L.A., they're pretty sure some of that involved Starscream and a couple of the other Decepticons, because it was implied that things were falling from the sky, explosions. There were also some giant footprints or mass imprints in the street that looked like footprints, somebody said. So one of the larger ones may have been running down there. We don't really know. But that's been about it, other than some of the footage of Brawl chasing Bumblebee. None of the other Decepticons has really been shown yet, even in vehicle form. Now, the tank has been shown. There's plenty of images, actually, of what we think might be Frenzy and what we know for sure to be Bone Crusher, but they've just been still images, and they were on a trailer. So there's no way to know for sure how they're going to move around and stuff. Now, they did shoot a scene at a military base that involved some sort of attack there, and it's believed that's where the helicopter, which we think is Blackout, will be attacking from. So that's kind of cool, and it was neat because Air Force whatever the Air Force website is, had a video featurette, and it was some of the first stuff to come out, and so you saw the troops running around, and there was some explosions, and it was implied that all this ruckus was going down. So it'll be neat to see what Bay does when he adds in the CGI for that scene, because it looked to be pretty impressive, and it's evidently on the heels of the desert scene that involves the first attack of Skorponok, or Skorponok, or however you pronounce it, which from people who've read the quote-unquote leaked script and people who visually saw the shooting in the desert, it's supposed to be a pretty neat scene. So other than that, there have been some leaked toys which people have tried to map together to some of the characters, which is where we know what Blackout or supposedly Blackout looks like. The first images of Starscream to confirm he was an F-22 Raptor actually came from the toys as well. A lot of people were very iffy on the Starscream robot mode. He looks gimpy, to be honest with you. But that just might be because of the toy. It's not necessarily representative of how he'll transform in the movie. He was very top-heavy. Just did not look like a robot. He looked, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but hopefully I'll be able to get a picture of that up. That's going to get us almost to the end. The breaking news this week was the leaked image of, well, I don't know if it was leaked, I don't think is the right term to use. There was a trade show for T-shirts or something like that this week, and one of the stands was from some of the upcoming T-shirts or clothings for the movie. And then one of the clothings was an Optimus Prime shirt. But what was special about this was that it had Prime fully transformed. Now, a lot of people thought for sure it was fake, fan-driven, or whatever, but I mean, multiple people confirmed that that shirt was indeed at the show. And what was interesting is that about 2 weeks ago, somebody leaked CGI images of Optimus Prime's arm. And it wasn't fully rendered with all the lighting effects, but it was obviously something done on the computer for the movie. And if you match up the arms with the design from the T-shirt, which appears to be legit, it's the same thing. So two possibilities here. One, someone went through a heck of a lot of painstaking work to get that to match up exactly. And I don't mean it just looks similar. I mean, it's perfect down to the minuscule details of how the flames on Prime's truck and everything match up. So it looks pretty good. Obviously, it doesn't look like the cartoon because supposedly Bay wants everything mass size. There's no mass changing. So whatever you have in robot or in vehicle form, you're going to only be able to allow the same size in robot form. So looks pretty good. We'll know more in the weeks ahead. A lot of breaking news. There should be enough to at least do a show of 5 minutes in length each week. So that's probably going to cut it for today. We went a little long in the second half of the show. It was a little top-heavy towards the end, but for first time out, I don't think it's a big deal. So, once again, this is your host, The Big O, and hopefully I'll be able to do this bi-weekly or preferably weekly, depending if there's any breaking news. And make sure you stop by the Below Top Secret Transformers and Movie official thread to keep up with all the news. We try to get news up there as it comes out. And if you want to stay on base, ain'titcoolnews.com. It's got plenty of info, TED.com. Latino Movie Review actually breaks quite a bit of stuff, so you might want to check their site as well if you want to stay up on the gossip. So have a good one, and enjoy Labor Day weekend. This is The Big O. Transform and roll out.